This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me is PJ Hrabowski, KUAF Music Director, and once a week visitor to Ozarks at Large to tell me about a movie score. And it's always a movie score that you're going to put on tomorrow's edition of Film Score Friday.
That's right.
Today, the film score is
Edward Scissorhands.
Okay, so that'll be part of Film Score Friday tomorrow from 10 to noon. Edward Scissorhands with Johnny Depp.
With Johnny Depp. And, you know, we talk about a lot of film score composers, but I don't think we've hit on Danny Elfman yet.
Who is one of the most prolific contemporary movie film score composers.
Yes, he is. He was born in 1953 as Daniel Robert Elfman, and he's an American musician. He's best known for composing music for TV and movies, and leading the rock band Oingo Boingo.
That's right.
Now, he won't play music anymore because he's hurt his ears. He's losing his hearing, and he said he's afraid to do that anymore. He's been nominated for 4 Academy Awards, won a Grammy Award for Tim Burton's Batman, and an Emmy Award for his Desperate Housewives theme. And I didn't even know he wrote the theme for that. Edward Scissorhands, now it opened, Kyle, in 1990 as an American romantic fantasy film, as I said, directed by Tim Burton, starring Johnny Depp. The movie tells the story of an artificial man named Edward, who was an unfinished creation who has scissors for hands. I know that sounds funny, but there are people who haven't seen it. I've asked. No, I've never seen that. He's taken in by a suburban family and falls in love with their teenage daughter, Kim. It also stars Winona Ryder, Diane Wiest, Kathy Baker, Alan Arkin, and Vincent Price. Now, Tim Burton conceived the idea for the story when he was a teenager, based on a drawing he had done and held on to. And in a Burton interview, he stated that he based Edward Scissorhands on his own life at that time. He said he felt isolated and unable to communicate with people he lived around in a suburban California neighborhood. Now, during the pre-production of Beetlejuice, Caroline Thompson was hired to adapt Burton's story into a screenplay, and the film began development at 20th Century Fox. Now, this was after Warner Brothers passed. Mm-hmm. Now, this is interesting, and I'm going to throw some names at you, Kyle. Now, before Johnny Depp's casting, the leading role of Edward had been connected to, and I'm going to give you some names, and I'm going to ask you who you think would have worked.
Okay.
And I probably already know the answer because I think I would agree.
Okay. So you're not asking me to tell you, oh, these were all people that were connected to
it? There were 4 other people before Johnny Depp's casting that they had looked at for the role of Edward. Now, tell me what you think of these. Okay. First one, Tom Cruise.
Absolutely not.
Tom Hanks.
No.
William Hurt.
As Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah, I'm watching your mouth open. Yeah, yeah.
No. I mean, William Hurt's a fine actor.
Exactly. Okay. How about Robert Downey Jr.?
Absolutely.
I know.
Absolutely.
Me too. I agree with you. Yeah, that was, I don't know what happened with Robert Downey Jr. That would have been great. I mean, Johnny Depp was good. He was great. And it was the 4th feature collaboration between Tim Burton and Danny Elfman. Now, Danny Elfman writes about Edward Scissorhands, still probably my personal favorite score. The movie was such a lovely blend of sentimental and peculiar. I could have done variations on Edward's theme forever. Now, Edward Scissorhands further heightened expectations for the young, classically untrained composer, Danny Elfman. The score still remains powerful in CD sales, and many claim it's Elfman's best score. Edward Scissorhands is one of his few scores that balances the best of both the zany quirkiness of his early scores and the thematic gift of those that would follow. One of the best things about this music is its ability to tell the story without the visuals. And it takes you on this journey of a fairy tale with masterful precision, portraying the heart-wrenching emotions of Edward's life, discovery, and downfall with this beautiful thematic music and choral elements. And the Celesta specifically offers a dual representation. The Celesta is a keyboard instrument, looks something like a piano, smaller, but it sounds like a large music box. This Celesta offers a dual representation, the innocence of the character, played by Johnny Depp, and also the wintry setting. You know, you just hear snow falling when you hear this music, and it does sound like a music box, and you have this soft choral music that you could picture in the background of any bedtime story, Once Upon a Time. Can you just picture that music?
Mm-hmm. And we're going to hear music from Edward Scissorhands on Film Score Friday tomorrow from 10 until noon. But what else will we hear?
Well, we're going to hear some music from The World's Fastest Indian.
Oh.
I know, a great movie. Out of Africa, The Private Life of Sherlock Holmes, Charlotte's Web, Atonement, The Vanishing, and the creepy movie Sisters.
Okay, so creepy movie Sisters included. PJ, as always, thank you.
Thanks, Kyle.